Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Why Don't I Just Get Started? Why Don't You Just Get Started? Why Don't We Just Get Started? Whichever one you like. I started it out as Why Don't I Just Get Started because I was on a personal journey of trying to figure out why my life wasn't working, and I realized that it wasn't working because I wasn't doing the things I really needed to be doing. Action, not talking, but action is what brings change in our lives. And so I took the action of writing a blog called Why Don't I Just Get Started? And that led to another blog, which led to another blog and a radio show. And about 800 blogs later, and I don't know how many radio shows, I am still sharing the idea, the power of action, of getting started, of moving forward every day. Now, today has been a bit of an interesting day. And before I get into it, I want to say this. I just spent a couple of minutes talking about positive action, that we need to move forward in our lives through action. And it is not, as I said, it's not talking about it. It's not thinking about it. It's not praying about it, although I think talking and thinking and prayer are immeasurably valuable, and I am not discounting any of them, and I'm certainly not discounting prayer or talking or thinking. Your desire to change life, if your desire to move forward in life, stops with talking, thinking, and praying. Unless those are the actions you're supposed to be taking, then you will probably not move forward. Prayer is the crossroad between God's sovereignty and our action. But we do need to take action. Now, let me talk about, let me go into this, that when you decide to take action, you may feel a surge of positivity. You may feel excited. You may feel motivated. And one of the most motivating things about it is it's all based on action that you took. Not that someone did for you but that you took. Again, going back to the example of my blog, my first blog, before I started writing, or as I was writing, I was miserable. I was very, very unhappy. And by the time I was finished, I felt great. I felt great most of that day. And there was just, as I said, this huge surge of positive emotion, of feeling good about myself, of feeling as if I had more control of my life, that it was not dictated necessarily by circumstances or by other people or what other people wanted from me or expected of me. It felt as if it were back in my control, or perhaps in my control for the first time. It was a very, very powerful feeling. And there is, unfortunately, the negative. But the negative doesn't always come from us, although it can. It comes from us, and it comes from outside of us. It's internal and external. But there's a force that says you are yes, there's a force that says no. No, you can't. No, you're not able. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough money. You're too young. You're too old. You don't have the ability. You don't have the determination. You have, through anything you've done before, you have a long list of failures. You start things and you don't finish them. And on and on and on it goes. There are these forces, internal and external, that tell us no. And we have to say yes. I'll give an example, going again back to my blogs. When I wrote my first blog, I was really, really excited. And then I wrote my second one, and my third one, and my fourth one, and I was really, really excited. And a few weeks later, maybe not very long at all, but I was in a men's group, and I was talking about these blogs, and I was talking about how I was really excited about the work I was doing, the writing I was doing, and I felt like I was taking control of my life, and I felt really happy. And my fellow warriors, the men in this group, to say, wow, good job, we're really impressed, and that's great, and man, we wish you the best, and can't wait to see you move forward and see what you do with this. Unfortunately, what I got instead was, well, that's great, but you've started things before and you haven't finished them, and, you know, we've heard this before, and, you know, and they weren't at all supportive or enthusiastic. Now, maybe their critique was justified. Maybe they had seen me start things and not finish them. They had actually seen a lot of false starts that I had taken. They had seen me talk about the same old problems for months, a couple years actually. So perhaps in one sense they were justified in their harsh words. And yet, the problem really wasn't them or what they said. It wasn't in anything other than in my willingness to accept the no. In this case, the no was, well, we've heard it before. You don't follow through on things. You don't stick with things. So we are telling you, no, you can't do this. You can't move forward based on your history. And we have to say yes. Now, here's the thing. Here's what happened. The Tao Te Ching says, what is a good man but a bad man's teacher? And I'm going to paraphrase that. I'm going to turn that around a little by saying, what is a bad man but a good man's teacher? And what is a bad word but a good man's lesson? And these words that these men said to me hurt. And they also angered me a little. And they also put into me a little bit of fear. They hurt because I wanted to be supported. They angered me because I didn't get what I wanted. And they put fear into me because I thought, what if they're right? What if this is one more thing that I do and get all enthusiastic about for a while, and then I quit? And that scared me. It scared me on a very profound level. So when I got the no, I had to say yes. And I had to be the one to say yes. Now, we can get encouragement from others. I believe in an encouraging word. I believe that people can heal us with their encouragement. I believe people can love us into the kingdom with encouragement, with the right words. And I believe we still have to make our own decisions. And we have to continue making them. When my friends told me no, I have to say yes. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can stick with it. Yes, I can follow through. Yes, I can be consistent and persistent. Yes, I can make changes for my life that I want to make. Again, I was afraid. I was afraid of not doing those things that I wanted to do. So I had to say yes. And I said yes, and I've continued to say yes more than 800 times. I've written 8 blogs on books, and so I haven't followed through on that as much as I'd like. And I've written 797 blogs from the Why Don't I Just Get Started series. 797. That was 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago that I started. So what I did was I continued to say yes. And I continued to say yes when other people told me no, when other people said to me, I'm not interested in reading your blogs. I don't want to read your blogs. I continued to say yes when people critiqued me in a way that felt hurtful. I continued to say yes when people weren't reading and when my numbers continued and have remained low. I have continued saying yes. We need to say yes to our desires, to ourselves, to our goals, to our purpose. We need to say yes. We need to say yes, I can do this. Yes, I can stick with it. Yes, I can be consistent and persistent. Yes, I can move forward. Yes, I can. Yes, yes, yes. And we have to keep saying yes if we really want this goal to be reached. We have to keep saying yes no matter how many times we hear no. We have to keep saying yes until someone else says yes with us. And then someone else, and more and more and more. We have to keep saying yes. So, something happened today, or didn't happen, and I have to decide what I want to do. Now, normally, I don't discuss specific details of my life because I just don't. But in this case, I'm going to because I don't know how to tell the story otherwise. And it's just better to get it all out there. If you've been listening to previous blogs, I talked about going back to school and getting a master's in history. Well, there was quite a process to that. I had to submit an application, and I had to do financial aid, and I had to get a letter of recommendation, and I had to write an essay. The essay involved reading over 700 pages, which I did. It involved writing a 5 to 6 page paper, which I did, and which nearly killed me. I hadn't really done that kind of work in a long time, and it took a lot out of me, but it was at the same time fun and exciting, and I learned a lot. And while I won't say I enjoyed the experience, I will say that I was really glad I did it, and I was really glad while I was doing it. It was tremendously difficult, and yet at the same time, it was invigorating and exciting, and it was fun, and I learned so much through the reading and through the writing. And it was really hard, and it was really wonderful. And I submitted it. I turned it in on Monday, which was the due date. I was actually given an extension, but I chose not to take it. And then I submitted it to my academic advisor, and she made some suggestions, which I implemented, everyone. And then I submitted my application, and she said, okay, you will know on Friday. We will talk to you on Friday if you're accepted. And if you don't hear from us on Friday, then we'll tell you on Monday that you're not accepted. So I thought, okay, well, then I'll probably get the call on Friday. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying it as if I was 100% sure that I was going to be accepted, but I looked at it realistically. I already have a master's degree in education. I'm a smart guy. I'm a good writer. I did all the work that was expected, and I think I turned in a pretty good paper. I think it was certainly master's level work. And while I won't say it was necessarily perfect or couldn't use even more improvements, oh, and by the way, I had two teachers look at it and my academic advisor. So I think it went through a pretty thorough vetting. So I was pretty sure that given all that, my education, the editing, the work I put into it, I was pretty sure that I'm going to be accepted into the school. And again, not because the paper was perfect, but because it was at the level that was necessary to enter the program. And today, they're going to call me. They didn't. I didn't get a call. Now, that could mean a few things. It could mean they got busy. It could mean my phone didn't ring because it's been doing that lately. It has been not ringing when people are calling me. It could mean that something happened on their end. It could mean they're still reviewing it. It could mean any number of things. And it could mean that I wasn't accepted into the program. Now, honestly, if that is the case, I would be pretty surprised. I would think, and I would even say, really? Because I'm pretty sure I did a reasonably good job on this paper, and if I'm not being accepted for that reason, that really surprises me. But I've had to accept the possibility that I wasn't accepted into the program. Now, this is a blow to my ego. It made me feel as if perhaps I wasn't as good a writer as I had thought I was. It makes me wonder what my next steps will be. I mean, there are so many thoughts and questions about this whole thing. Starting with, really? I wasn't accepted? I can't even believe that. I mean, again, my paper may not have been a Pulitzer Prize-winning paper, but it was good, it was well-written, it covered the material, I did what I was instructed, I had it edited. Really? I still didn't get in after all of that? But if that's the case, if they say no, then I have to figure out if I want to continue saying yes to this path, or if I want to say yes to a different path. If I'm going to say yes to this path, and if I have been rejected, then I have to say, okay, then I'll try a different school. I'll give them my money. I mean, really, that's all I can do. I can just look for other schools, and I can move forward in that way. I can say yes to my dream of being a history teacher at a community college. I can just say yes to that. Or I can say no. I can say, maybe this wasn't the path for me. And maybe I need to refocus on my writing. I have options. I have options. The hard part, at this point, the hardest part is knowing that I'm not going to know till at least Monday, that I have to wait till Monday to find out if I've been rejected or accepted. Now, again, if I've been rejected, I'll have to decide what I'm going to say yes to. Here's the thing. Sometimes a rejection is a really good thing. Sometimes it means this just isn't your path. And sometimes it means this is your path, but it's not the time. I have so many examples that all come to mind. When I was in the teaching program, I was told more than once this wasn't my path. And I soldiered through. I just pushed through anyway after 3 attempts, and I finally got in and I got my teaching credential, and I found out that in pretty much most ways, my professors were right. It wasn't my path. And I spent 9 really unhappy years trying to make it my path and not getting anywhere. Now, the advantage was that I had a teaching credential, and I amazingly even got a master's in education, and they have helped me financially, but they're really not the path I want to take. Another time, I had a path, and it was the right path, but it wasn't the right time. And in this case, I'm talking specifically about a job that I didn't get when I wanted to get it, but then I got it a couple of months later, and it turned out to be exactly what I wanted and needed at the time. And it was wonderful. But it didn't happen when I wanted it. And sometimes the path is just not the right time because we're just not ready. I remember when I was about okay, I lost the show for a minute, so I'm not sure where I was, but let me just go back. I was talking about being on the right path, but not at the right time. And as I said, when I was about 20, I was really looking for a purpose in life. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and the question was tormenting me. And I was involved in a church, and so I decided, well, I'm going to check out the junior high ministry. And so I went one night and I watched and I decided, you know, I really like kids, but I don't think this is what I want to do. I'm just not ready for it. And yet I liked kids. I liked them a lot. And I was working at a 7-Eleven, and there was this girl there. Her name was Pat. And I befriended her. I befriended actually a lot of the kids in the area, and it was not a really great neighborhood, and a lot of these kids had pretty rough lives and pretty hard circumstances. And so I befriended this little girl, and I befriended a lot of the kids. I even visited her parents and got to know her a little bit. And one night, I had the night off, and when I went back the next night, one of my coworkers said, "Well, that's a great little friend you have there. You know, she tried to steal from us yesterday." And I was shocked. And so the next time I saw her, I said, "What happened? Why did you do that?" And she goes, "I don't know." And, you know, I know now it was because she was a kid and kids push the limits. But I was really, I took this a little personally, and because I thought, well, you know, I've befriended you and I've tried to mentor you a little, and this is how you repay me. And I wasn't angry about it. I just was confused because I thought, you know, if you love someone, they're going to always do the right thing. And that's not necessarily the case, but I didn't understand this at the time. And I thought, I need to learn more about kids if I'm going to help them. And so I went back to the church, and I went back to the junior high group, and I told the pastor, "Hey, I'd like to join you guys now. I think I'm ready." And I was ready. It was the right time. So sometimes we have to say yes when it's the right time. So again, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I've been accepted or rejected into the program from the program. They may call, as I said, on Monday and say, "Oh, sorry, things just got really busy here, and welcome to the program." Or they may say, "Sorry, you're just not the material we're looking for." I don't know. But I will have to make a decision based on their answer. Now, if they say I'm accepted and good, I'm going to move forward into that program, and I'm going to be very, very excited about it. If not, I don't know. Honestly, what I think is that I will, if I'm not accepted into the program, I'm going to really focus on my writing. I mean, really focus on it. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to say yes to myself because I have a lot of options. I really do. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but I do. And I just need to say yes to one of those options or more than one of those options. All right. Well, my time is just about up. If you need a coach, a writer, a mentor, a speaker, an editor, or anything else I can do, give me a call at 619-672-0378. Give me a call. I look forward to it.